The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9. Into the month of February, a lot of focus on making sure people are keeping the economy going by keeping our local restaurants filled and busy. That's the objective of Think Iowa City as Foodie February is underway. Monica Nieves Hirsch is here, Vice President of Marketing and Communications. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Food, I will always bring you in to talk about food. Foodie February, very key to helping your members make sure they have a great first quarter. But there's another philanthropic component we want to get to as well, which is Foodie Philanthropy. Let's start with Foodie February. What is that?
Foodie February is our initiative to highlight the local culinary scene in Johnson County. So we work with our restaurants, we work with food providers, farms, and then our food pantries to just highlight the wide array of culinary and food needs in our area.
Because if we had this conversation in the summertime with farmers markets, farm to table, like that's top of mind. But, you know, kind of in the throes of wintertime, you forget about that. And just from running a restaurant standpoint, people don't go out as often when it's as cold, right?
Right. We really created it specifically for February because that is traditionally a slow time for our restaurants. And so we wanted to create a reason, not only our residents, but our visitors to go out and try new, unique dishes at our local restaurant.
And you are maintaining a restaurant week. And we're actually going to set that to the side because really what we want to focus on is this Foodie Philanthropy. It kicked off at the beginning of the month. It will wrap up on February 28th. What is that?
Foodie Philanthropy, which is sponsored by Green State Credit Union, is our sponsor for all things Foodie February, is a month-long food drive that supports the three food pantries in Johnson County. So North Liberty Food Pantry, Coralville Food Pantry, and Crisis Community Services. So it's all month-long. They need, obviously, especially this year, the food insecurity has been a little bit heightened and a little bit in the spotlight.
Yeah, I was going to bring up with the SNAP benefits, and we were doing everything we could to get everybody on the radio and talking about it, which I think put a magnifying glass on an issue that was already there, but it did seem to compound coming out of this fall.
Yes, it's always been important. It's even more important now because there's an even greater need. They're still seeing a higher level of requests to support our neighbors. So this whole food drive goes from now until the end of the month. You can donate food at all of the Johnson County Green State branches and our Think Iowa City office. We'll distribute at the end of the month all of the food. It's not just food, diapers, dog food, baby formula, monetary donations. All of that is really important for this month-long food drive.
That personal care component and also pet care component. Yeah. They're members of the family too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're hungry.
That's
you know?
For sure.
And anyone who's had kids knows how expensive diapers can be.
Yes.
So it's an important piece of it.
One of the things I still remember from when we were really pushing for those food donations at the end of last year, too, is take a moment to think about ingredients that require other ingredients. Mac and cheese is great, but you got to buy milk. And on the flip side, I think the word we kept hearing was any sort of protein.
Yes.
Is so important.
Yes. Any sort of protein, so canned meat, tuna, chicken, Spam, all of those things, it's a hot commodity, and it's usually the thing that goes first at the food pantries. So we would love to see a lot of those items. And then there's other things that are really critical for international foods, like rice. The key is it's just got to be shelf stable so that they can keep it all year long. There are opportunities also if you have fresh produce, they will take that. So some of our farm partners have stepped up in those ways.
The locations for a donation are going to be the Green State Credit Unions in all of Johnson County and then your office in Coralville.
Correct.
Now we set Restaurant Week to the side. Now I'm going to bring that back and put it on the main plate, right? That's the entree.
Yes.
When is Restaurant Week and how can people take part?
Yeah, Restaurant Week is February 16th through the 23rd. We are still finalizing our list of participating restaurants, but that list can be found on our website, foodiefebruary.com. And they will all have unique lunch, dinner, both entree options for you to partake in. It's also free week in Iowa City, so go to dinner somewhere downtown, then go take in free programming at one of our arts and culture venues.
Oh, yeah.
So there's just a lot happening that week, but especially we want to talk about Restaurant Week.
And I love the fact, too, with Restaurant Week is is you do one of two things. You get people to places they've never been, or you get me out of my routine of always ordering the same thing. I love the restaurant, right? Yeah. And I have my favorites, but they put some new ideas on the menu.
Yes. I mean, I'm the same way. I go to one place, I get the same thing, I can count on it, it's good. It's really a chance to try new things and make it fun.
Well, I love that we're shining the spotlight on all things foodie when it comes to what's happening in Johnson County. Think Iowa City helping with all of this. And you just mentioned a website a second ago, and that's going to cover everything we've talked about from Restaurant Week to the philanthropy standpoint, yes?
Yes. www.foodiefebruary.com.
That's going to wrap it. Monica with Think Iowa City, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.